embody that. All of you embody that. You use social media to transform your environment into your passion. And I'd like to thank Jeff Colbert and all the 140 Conference School for doing something amazing, which is gathering a group of passionate people together under one roof. And I believe in the power and the potential of a group of passionate people. The world needs us. They need us to infect them. Yesterday, we heard from Andy Dixon and Linda about all the millions that are incarcerated and their parents. Sometimes I think we're numb to statistics. We see them and we don't feel the weight of a million. But today, I want you to feel the weight of a million. While growing up, I felt the weight of a million. I read there were millions of kids who drop out, who live generational cycles of poverty, crime, drugs, and numbness. There are millions of people in the world who are not living their full potential or the inspirational messages that they should be living. And so they go around and they infect millions of more with their uninspired lives. As a teacher, and that's why I'm so excited to see kids who believe in themselves and go out on social media and have millions of YouTube hits, I think that's amazing, that's phenomenal. And what I love to see is that millions out there, that we have that potential through social media to really impact millions. And that is my goal, to reach a million people, to inspire them with my message. And my message is that through education, I believe that we can give kids and we can give individuals the key to live their inspirational lives. So that's what could be passed on. So that's what I want to talk to you about today. Just one of my projects, which is the 30 Goals for Educators, the Dare to Believe cycle. I started this 3 years ago. And one thing that I can say is so far in my life, I've managed to at least impact hundreds of thousands. I'm one individual, I'm one teacher. But that's what I dedicate my life and my passion towards. And I believe that we just had the whole room and people out there on social media and also people out there listening today, if they decided to do this, they could themselves also impact hundreds of thousands. The 30 Goals for Educators. Well, 3 years ago, April 2009, I began my journey on social media. I was a teacher living in Germany teaching, and I felt isolated. I needed to connect. So I went and I Googled Twitter teacher. And then I found all these amazing educators online. I began to speak with them and talk with them. I needed 140 characters, more than 140 characters, so I began blogging, like a lot of people have talked about yesterday and today. And so in my blog, it was January 2010, I hadn't been blogging for a year yet, and I had maybe 50 readers. And I said, I want to crowdsource goals, accomplishing goals. And my idea was to accomplish 30 goals within 1 year related to education, very short-term goals, things that can be accomplished in an hour, within a day. And I asked my readers, will you do this with me? My thinking was that if I accomplished one goal by 2011, and I had others join me, that that would be accomplishing something. So there was no way that I could fail. There was no way, not even if I didn't accomplish 30. 2011 came around, I accomplished all 30 goals. And now it's 2012, we're in the third cycle. And over 9,000 teachers have joined me in this class. And I think it's really wonderful that we have teachers every day out there, every year, trying to accomplish goals just so they can be better educators. That's the kind of teachers that I want to be teaching kids. Those that are inspired. Thank you. And we do this through social media. We have a Google Plus page. We have a Facebook page. We have YouTube videos, we do podcasts, we have hundreds of blogs out there where we reflect on how it's impacted our schools, and over 100 countries, teachers all over the world supporting each other. I want to go back to the weight of a million, to think of that number, a million, because on social networks, we have the ability to spread the message to millions. Larry Page said that on Facebook, we have 850 million people on Facebook. There are over 800 million videos watched on YouTube every month. On Twitter, there's 140 million. Google Plus, 90 million. We create products. They're free for teachers to see. We even have a free ebook of all the 30 goals. And we spread this out to people everywhere. We invite students. Students come and they make YouTube videos of the impact of the 30 goals and their teachers, how they are inspired as well. Parents come out. And we just continue to spread the message that through education, they can transform their lives. They can live an inspirational life. sorry, I'm a little nervous. Okay, so now I want to take the rest of the time to let you know and accomplish one of the goals, which is to share your story. And what this goal in particular is about teachers going back to the root of what inspired them to teach in the first place. And sometimes we need the reminder. We need, after decades and decades of trying to accomplish something and getting in a rut, we need to go back to when we were idealistic and we believed we could transform the world. So, you can see my students, that was my first class. They were 100 students all in one class. It was 1994. And we believed, my sisters and I volunteered at a church, and the idea was that their lives are so horrible that we have to be there and show them how to have fun. We're giving them a break from their parents were criminals, teenage pregnancy. It was just really horrible for them. And I'm glad that my first teaching experience was like that. It was showing that through learning, it can be fun. And I thought, well, that's the kind of message that I carry throughout. Below that is my dad. And my parents, they wanted to be here, but they couldn't. My mother currently went through a really bad car accident, and I almost didn't come. And they're watching from the live stream right now, and so I'm dedicating this talk to them because they said, no, you have to be there. You have to spread your message. And it's a message that began with them. They had five girls. We were in the city with the second largest teenage pregnancy. And my parents, their grandparents dropped out of school when they were 10 and 12 years old. And my parents said, you will all get an education. So we were the first in our bloodline to graduate from college. We have our master's, and I'm hoping to be the first to get my PhD in my bloodline. Not only that, but you perpetuate new cycles. And every time I walk into a room, that's what I believe. I have the ability to transform a life, to perpetuate a new cycle. And so the teachers with the 30 goals and everywhere that I go, it's been 23 countries since 2010 that I've been spreading this message to thousands of teachers. And I'm really excited to be able to do that. I wake up and every day it went from me trying to accomplish 30 goals in a year to crowdsource it, where I live and breathe this every day. Every day is a 30 goal. It's dare to believe. It's let students have rage. Let them play and have fun. Go beyond the bubble test. Teach them that there are questions out there that don't have one right answer, that they can continue to explore and search. And this is what we accomplish within a year. So hopefully I have inspired you, and hopefully I have, within this very short time frame, 10 minutes, given you the inspiration to go out there and live an inspirational life and infect millions and inspire millions to